Welcome back to Gulf Coast Live. I'm Mike Canary. Ilya and her mother flee war via train. A commuter contemplates his imminent firing. A circus act stops among the cornfields of Indiana. Runaways sing of locomotives. These loosely knit stories slowly fold together, drawing together good people who seek connections to their pasts, however contingent and fleeting and beautiful. We are all on this one train together. That's a quote taken directly from the website of the Fort Myers-based Ghostbird Theater Company, describing its new play called Everyone on This Train, which will debut on Friday, January 18th at the Southwest Florida Community Foundation's Collaboratory in downtown Fort Myers. Joining me for the rest of the hour to discuss this play from its conception to pending production is Ghostbird's co-founder and the writer and director, I believe, of the show in this. And he's also an actor in this show, right?
I'm everything but the director.
You're not the director.
No.
Oh, darn it. Sorry. Jim Brock, who you just heard from, he's also a writing professor at Florida Gulf Coast University. Jim, welcome back to the show. It's good to see you.
Thank you, Mike.
And I'm also joined by another FGCU professor, this time in biology. Dr. Sharon Esern is here today because she's diving into the world of theater with a leading role in Everyone on This Train. Sharon, welcome to Gulf Coast Live. Thank you for your time.
Mike, I'm happy to be here.
And as always, we'd like to, if you would like to chime in on our conversation, the number to call is 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. You can find us on Facebook. We're at WGCU Public Media. And on Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. Jim, what's the origin story for this play?
Well, it actually comes from the building itself. We do site-specific theater, mm-hmm. and we had long been looking at the old ACL Railroad Depot as a possible site when the Southwest Florida Community Foundation essentially took over the building and restored it with a great imaginative project that you've already heard about. It helped shape exactly how I thought the play would be developed. It became less about the specific depot and more about people coming together, having different stories, and learning from one another. And it's a play, I think, that takes some of the spirit of the Collaboratory about community building, about diversity, about inclusion, and those things are very much at the heart of this play.
Are most of Ghostbird's productions written for the site that they're in? Are all of them? Are some of them?
Probably about half are very specifically directed towards this specific place, or they may be plays that are shaped by the mission of the organization that we're working with.
I read the little description, which is beautifully written, of course, by the writers among you. Can you just describe the play, though, in a little bit more linearly?
Yeah. It's really two stories. They're parallel. One involves a New York commuter. He's a young professional, kind of like a bro type, and he's really down on his luck. He's about to lose his job. Another parallel story is of the mother and Ilya. Sharon plays the mother, and they are Chechen refugees who immigrate to the United States. And so we have these stories that have one moment of contact. It's very tangential, but each story stands on its own about these people really trying to find something that they can reconcile their lives to, that they can come to some kind of grounding and understanding, even though they've been through some very difficult straits.
Hmm. Sharon, how did you get involved with this?
Just talking to Jim, I've never acted before. This is my first time acting.
Not even like in high school or anything?
Not even like in high school. I'm a scientist. This is really does not something that we train to do, but it's been really, really fun. There's a lot of problem solving and just the opportunity to explore a side of me that I've never really gotten into before.
How has the rehearsals been? Is this a steep hill or a relatively not steep hill? I mean, it's a big change.
It's a big change. It's a really, really fun learning curve. Every time I rehearse, I learn something new, both about acting and about myself. And I've been able to then take my life experiences and incorporate those into the challenges that I brought up with the acting.
Have you approached it as a scientist at all? Do you approach everything as
no.
a scientist?
I mean, there is a little bit of research involved, a couple of YouTube videos, but most of it is actually looking inside myself to figure out what is the voice that I want to project in this character.
Hmm. Are there how are you looking forward to the 18th at this point? Are there nerves? Are there not? I know that, you know, when Jim made his big leap, he kind of had a train wreck, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right.
Pun intended.
Honestly, I am really, really excited to be doing this. I think that the nerves are – I don't really feel them that much. Maybe I should be feeling them. Maybe I just don't know any better.
Right.
But I'm looking forward to it, and I'm just really happy to be part of it.
Yeah, I'd like to add that, you know, Sharon is playing this very – the mother, the woman who's immigrating from – as a refugee from Chechnya. And it's a very emotionally dynamic and demanding role. And it's been amazing to see her work through that and make some real discoveries along the way that are beyond what I had written into the character.
Hmm.
So it's just been – it's been a delight to see that process take place.
How many plays have you written that have gone on to be produced?
Let's see. This is my third play. One was co-written, and then I translated another play. So this is my fourth.
What's it like to have a different director working with your material and you being one of the moving parts?
It's their show. That's how it works. once the play is written, then the playwright part is dead. I might make some changes along the way. That might work with certain things that the director wants to do. The director is Barry Cavan, and it's really his show, his creation at that time. In collaborating with the actors, we have music, we have dancers.
Well, I was going to ask, is there singing?
Yes.
Do you do some singing, Sharon?
Not at all.
Yeah. do you? You're the conductor?
No. Yeah, I'm the porter.
The porter. Okay.
Yeah. But we have Terry Tinchner actually is going to sing a little bit.
I know Terry.
He does a little bit of a Tom Waits thing.
Does he keep the beard?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah, because he's one of the circus performers.
That's perfect for him.
Okay, good.
But then we have people like Caitlin Gravella and Megan Schindler. They're singing. We have Victor Ballo, who's a local musician. He's creating music for us as well. We've had Phil Hoybeck also contribute to the songs. So it's another kind of ghost bird, interdisciplinary art kind of thing that's also part of it.
Where at the Collaboratory will it be? Is it inside? Is it out front? Or was it going to describe the scene?
It's outdoors, and it's in front of the north facade of the building that is where the train station part is most intact.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And tickets are still – is it a ticketed event?
Yeah, ticketed. You can get them through the Ghostbird TheaterCompany.org website. $20 general admission, $10 student.
And it's the 18th, 19th, 25th, and 26th?
Yes, correct.
Correct. And yeah. do these kinds of plays that you write for a site-specific idea – do they just go on the shelf after this?
Yeah, they disappear forever and ever.
And that's all by design?
That's entirely by design.
Is that kind of part of the ethos of Ghostbird?
Yes, and it's also –
is that why it's called Ghostbird?
Yeah, exactly. It's elusive. We're only present for a short time, and then it goes into the ether. With the plays I've written for them, I really have no other design to mount them elsewhere or continue them on in another venue or anything like that.
How much more rehearsing do you guys have to do, Sharon, before showtime?
So we have another week of rehearsals, and then it's tech week and opening night.
Are you off book yet? I know that now because my daughter's in theater.
We are off book. Yeah, we're good.
Yeah. It's at the point now where everything's still kind of coming together, the scenes are and all that, but it's also a case of sheer terror where just getting from this point where you kind of know what you're doing to, okay, now we're in this new venue and we're having all these new problems about the tech part of it and everything like that. And it's like, oh my gosh, it's all going to crumble and dissolve and be an utter failure. But that's a very typical state.
I was going to say, you'd probably be more terrified if you weren't terrified.
Right. No. Yeah. I mean, if you said the train wreck thing, and it's just like, okay, Right now, it'd be a disaster, but we're in a good spot. We're exactly where we should be.
Cool. What's next for Ghost Bird in like 20 seconds?
After this, we'll be doing the 24-hour festival at the Sydney and Burn Davis Arts Center. That's an event where we bring in artists to create new works of art, music, theater, performances in a 24-hour period.
Cool. And yeah. Sharon, do you have more acting in your future, or is that contingent on how this goes?
So Jim is saying yes. I guess I'll wait to see how this one goes.
Okay. Well, that is all the time we have for today's show. Thanks to my guests. Jim Brock is co-founder of Ghostbird Theater Company in Fort Myers, as well as a professor of writing, literature, and poetry at Florida Gulf Coast University. Jim, always a pleasure.
Thank you, sir.
And Sharon Esern is one of the lead actors in Ghostbird's new play, Everyone on This Train, as well as a professor in the Department of Biological Sciences at FGCU. Dr. Esern, thanks for your time and taking some time out of your busy class schedule to join us.
Thanks, Mike.
Everyone on This Train opens Friday, January 18th at 8 p.m. at the Collaboratory in downtown Fort Myers. Show dates also include January 19th, 25th, and 26th. You can learn more at ghostbirdtheatercompany.org. That's theater with an R-E. And thanks to my earlier guests, historian Jim Powers from the IMAG History and Science Center and Sarah Owen from the Southwest Florida Community Foundation. Our show today was produced by Julie Glenn and myself. Our director is Richard Chin Kui. Our social media coordinator is Tara Callaghan. Gulf Coast Live is made possible through the generous support of the Elizabeth B. McGraw Foundation. For now, thanks for listening. I'm Mike Canary. This is WGCU-FM, Fort Myers, 90.1, WMKO Marco Island, 91.7 FM, NPR for Southwest Florida.